Where in the Bible will I find if the gift of healing still exists? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. Paul the Apostle lists 9 gifts of the Spirit, as he calls them: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healings, miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. 1 Corinthians 12, 8-10. The purpose of these is for the delivering and confirming of God's Word. We learn that from Mark 16:20. Also Hebrews 2, verses 3 and 4. Paul then lists some as representative of all 9, declaring that the time was coming when these miraculous gifts of the Spirit would no longer be necessary. In 1 Corinthians 13:8, Paul writes, "Love never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall be done away. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall be done away." What was true with these was true with all of these gifts. They were all in the same category. He shows that these miraculous gifts would cease when the revelation of God was completed, delivered, and confirmed to man. Oh yes, God still heals people today, but not through the miraculous means He used in the days of Christ. He gives wisdom today, but through natural means and not the miraculous. James 1, 5-8. Instead of faith being given miraculously by the Spirit, our faith comes from hearing the Word of God, Romans 10:17. In like manner, God heals people through natural means, and we should pray for that, James 5:13-16. God never promised that there would be miraculous gifts in every age. Instead, we read, "These signs are written that you might believe, and that believing you might have life in His name." John 20:30 and 31. Notice the signs are written that you might believe. He never promised that we would see miraculous healing in our lifetime so that we would believe. He said, "These are written that you might believe." All those gifts of the Holy Spirit, miraculous powers, ceased when God's Word was completed. 1 Corinthians 13, 8-10 makes that clear. We now have His Word, which is the Bible, our source of faith and belief. Read it, believe it, accept it, and obey it.